From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday called an explosion that rocked New York's Port Authority bus terminal an act of terrorism. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill said the blast occurred at approximately 7:20 a.m. in a below-ground walkway near Times Square.
Responding units found an injured 27-year-old male. We've identified him as Ikeyed Ula. He had burns and wounds to his body. Preliminary investigation at the scene indicates this male was wearing an improvised, low-tech explosive device attached to his body.
The New York Fire Department also confirmed three additional injuries, all non-life-threatening. The European Union disapproved of U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, holding Jerusalem as the capital of both Israel and Palestine. The EU will continue to follow international consensus on Jerusalem issue until it is settled through peaceful negotiations, that coming from EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We believe that the only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, with Jerusalem as the capital of both.
She said the European Union will increase its work together with its international friends and partners, but also with those within the region. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory against terrorists in Syria on Monday during a surprise visit to a Russian military base in the country, where he also announced a partial pullout of Russian troops. Putin's brief stop at the Hemi Emim Air Base came days after the Russian president said he would run for re-election on March 18th. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News.